The sound you can hear in the background is my dog. My dog has a toy, and the dog is playing with the toy. And good morning. This is especially good morning in relation to Bernie Goldbach in Tipperary, the teacher, the multimedia teacher of students, and the man who has hundreds of items in his in-tray, in his email in-tray, and the man who is probably at this moment trying to either delete or shift stuff from one place to another. Bernie Goldbach, as some of you will already know, is intent on using the month of November to tidy up his house so as to make his wife happy. I think the idea of dedicating the month of November to making your wife happy is a splendid idea, and one I might take up, because as an apprentice of Bernie Goldbach, I reckon I can learn the importance of this. So without getting too stuck at this stage on the question of how to live with your wife, I just want to reflect on the fact that it's quite a tricky business to be organized in life. I have an office which is disorganized at present, and the business of preparing accounts for my accountant, or not so much for my accountant as for myself, and sending them off to the Inland Revenue is a tremendous help. If I didn't have the business of filing annual accounts, the papers in my office might remain in an unfiled state for longer than they really are. But as it is, everything has to be pulled together in the next few days, and certainly by 12 o'clock on Monday, I need to have all of the relevant papers in the relevant place in time to satisfy the requirements of getting everything off to the Inland Revenue digitally in time to deal with the year that has been. As a small business in Ireland, you file accounts in the end of October or middle November for the previous year, which ended in whenever it ended. So whenever your business end was, but I think we're talking about the calendar year. In fact, I'm a little bit vague at the moment about whether I ought to be filing accounts for the calendar year or whether I ought to be filing them for the year up until the 1st of April. So I better double check that, because I've got a whole lot of time set aside between now and Monday to do all that pulling together. Students marching in Dublin. I think it's tremendous that students marched. I remember very, very well the winter of 1968-69 in Dublin when students marched, and Kevin Myers was in the lead of the students. He was leading an organization called Students for Democratic Action, and he was a big, tall man, I remember. And he spoke impressively and excitingly in the Ola Max in UCD on Earlsford Terrace, right in the center of the city of Dublin. And he was a very important person in the occupation of the architectural department of UCD. Rory Quinn was also there at the time. So these people occupied public buildings, and the ethos at the time was that occupying public buildings was being done in Paris, and at least we here in Ireland were keeping our end up by occupying a few public buildings. And Kevin Myers was a really strong leader in those days, and he showed great talent for oratory. And I still have such vivid images of him addressing thousands of students in the big hall in UCD. They were very heady days. Students were on the street. There were people protesting about housing in Dublin and the housing crisis in Dublin. And there was a lot of stuff going on about developers who were wanting to knock down the old Georgian Dublin and replace it by modern office buildings fit for modern business. And of course, as a young student in those days, the capitalist conspiracy to get rid of all of our heritage and turn them into modern office blocks was anathema to me too. So that's it. I'm kind of remembering the connection between Paris 68 and Ireland in 2010. Bernie, as I speak about this, I really do hope your students are radicalised, because if they're not radicalised by what's going on currently in Irish society, well, they're hardly ever going to be radicalised about anything, because the situation that we have in Ireland ought to radicalise everybody into immense clarity about what their views are, immense clarity about the need to build coalitions with other people, collaborate with people of like minds, and build alliances for change, really. We bandy around the word innovation quite a lot. In fact, even the government is committed to turning Ireland into an innovation society. Students are ought to be, and certainly are sometimes, in the forefront of this, innovators, demanding relentlessly that things be changed, that the status quo is unsatisfactory. And certainly for students in Ireland, it's a joy to me when I see them marching, protesting, banners, shouting, screaming, demanding change, and generally speaking, making trouble. The whole idea that we should carry on without any trouble in the current crisis isn't one that fills me with any joy. I feel that the age when people used to stand up on soapboxes and make speeches and gather people around them, I'm remembering now Hyde Park Corner in London, and the great energy that there was when I was there on a Sunday morning. The oratory, the attempt to build a group of people who agree with you and even engage with those who don't agree with you, that kind of vitality is what I think about as I think about my master, Goldbach, in his house, trying to keep on top of the order and bring some kind of structure into a situation where his wife will be certainly giving him bonus marks for every improvement, every physical improvement that she can see, everything that reduces the space. Mind you, I am engaging in immense projection here, because everything that applies to Bernie Goldbach's house could equally apply to mine. So there you are, folks. It's The Apprentice here in Cork, in my kitchen, in Glanmire, wishing you all the best in this with this audio mo number 3.